Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The sermon for this Sunday was prepared for us by Pastor Harold, and it's based on St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The title of the sermon is posted on the screen. Let's read it together, won't we? But God. The sermon text is as follows. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you live, when you followed the ways of this world. But like the rest, you were by nature objects of wrath. But God, because of his love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. Today, we want to focus on just two simple words, two short words, just three letters per word. Two simple words, yet words filled with power and promise. Two simple words that are truly good words for all us sinners. Two words in Holy Scripture that change everything. Two words, but God. Please say those two words with me, won't you? But God. In these verses from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, St. Paul paints a picture of the condition of all mankind. He pulls no punches. He does not beat around the bush. He does not try to be careful or politically correct. He says, we are separated from God. He says, we are dead in our transgressions and sins. He says, we are objects of God's wrath, whose holiness cannot tolerate sin. And then, without no warning, St. Paul speaks of those two simple yet wonderful words, but God. Paul says, our sin problem is a death problem. We have original sin inherited from Adam and Eve. And because of this, our sinful condition, we commit actual sins daily, sins of thought, word, and deed. These sins, original and actual, killed us and separate us from God. But the problem is even bigger. Our sin problem leads to a wrath problem. The holy and almighty God hates sin. Paul says, we were by nature objects of wrath. We sinners are deserving of God's wrath and judgment and hell. Does Paul have your attention yet? Do I have your attention yet? And now we are ready to hear those two simple but wonderful words, but God. Paul says, we are dead in our sins and are objects of God's holy wrath. Left to our own devices, we have no escape, but God. Listen to Paul's words again. But God, because of his love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is by grace you have been saved. Whew, what a wonderful reversal. Our sin deserves death and wrath, but God, these two simple words announce the holy gospel, God's solution, his amazing grace, the great news that because of Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, and his is the resurrection to defeat our enemies of sin and death. Our sin and wrath problems have been solved. In the waters of holy baptism, our loving and merciful God demonstrated His amazing grace for each of us. As the cleansing waters are poured, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our sins are washed away. We can hear the echoes of Paul's word, but God. But God, because of his love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. God himself has solved our sin and wrath problem. Yet, many today do not even use the word sin. Substitute words and phrases are used so as not to offend anyone. To sound more sophisticated or tolerant, many speak of bad choices, alternate lifestyles, emotional deficiency, and the like. In public society, in polite society, please don't mention the word sin. Why? Well, one reason is this. If you speak of sin, you must speak of God. And by all means, let's leave God out of our schools, our government, our jobs, our neighborhoods, and perhaps out of our homes or extended families. But the sin problem is everywhere, and it is actually refreshing when someone in public acknowledges it. At a meeting of the Citizens Advisory Council for a local RCMP detachment, the staff sergeant was giving a public presentation about family violence and police intervention. He ended his presentation with some personal words. He said that in his many years of being on the police force, he became convinced of this one reality. The more people turn their backs on God, the bigger the problems of families and society became. He went on to say, sin is in the slums and the suburbs, in the alleys and the avenues, the farms and the factories, my house and your house, the clubhouse and the church house. In our sermon text today, St. Paul would say that without the but God reality, we make our journey in life under the direction of the unholy Trinity, the devil, the world, and the sinful flesh. And what this unholy Trinity wants more than anything else is our destruction. St. Paul himself was on a journey down the Damascus Road to his own destruction and the destruction of those in the early Christian church. But God intervened. God turned Paul around, saved his life, saved his soul, changed him from the persecutor of the church into the greatest apostle of the church. This is one reason Paul could write the wonderful words of today's sermon text in Ephesians chapter 2. But God, because of his love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by faith, by grace, you have been saved. The Bible, the Holy Bible, is full of but God testimonies. Noah can tell you, mankind are judged and condemned due to horrible sin and rebellion. By God, spare me and my family on that ark when the flood waters came upon the earth. Abraham can tell you, I left home and family not knowing where I was bound, but God has directed me and brought me to a new home and made me the father of a great people. Moses can tell you, I had no way to get the people of Israel out of Egypt and across the Red Sea, but God parted the waters and brought us to the promised land. Daniel can tell you, I was thrown into a lion's den just because I would not bow to the king and deny my God. I could not stand before the fierce beasts, but God shut their mouth and many praised his holy name. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can tell you, the pagan king has thrown us into a fiery furnace because we, like Daniel, were faithful to our Lord. There was no way we should have survived the searing heat and flames, but God had other plans. Ezekiel can tell you, I was called to be a prophet and was led to a valley of dry bones and surrounded by death, but God breathed new life into those bones and showed me he would deliver his people from death and hopelessness. Blind Bartimaeus can tell you, I was on the roadside crying out for help. Everyone told me to shut up. But Jesus, my Lord and God, stopped and listened and opened my blind eyes. Dead Lazarus can tell you, I was dead and in a family tomb for 4 days, and my corpse was stinking. There was no hope, but Jesus, my Lord and my God, called me by name, and I walked out of that tomb alive. Jesus himself can tell you, I submitted myself to the will of my heavenly Father. Sinful men crucified me on a Friday, and I was placed in the tomb of death. Everyone thought I was finished, and that death and the devil had won. But God raised me on Sunday, and I won the eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. Every believer has a but God testimony. I made a big mistake, but God. I really lost my way, but God. I was trying to deny my sins, but God. I was just going through the motion in church, but God. I had rough mountains to climb, but God. I hurt myself and others in ways I cannot believe, but God. If you came here today without a but God testimony, you can live here with one. There is nothing in your life God cannot turn around. There is no wrong you have done God cannot make right. Here again, the words of St. Paul. But God, because of his great love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is by grace you have been saved. We can live every day in the promise of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, today, unlike any other day so far in your life, know that by simple faith you are in Christ Jesus. We have come to the end of today's sermon. Maybe you have listened, maybe you have not. now is the time to really listen. In this last minute, God wants to speak to your heart. Every time the hounds of hell get on your trail, every time the world tries to drag you down, every time someone tells you that you cannot make it, every time a nagging voice inside your head whispers to you, your past mistakes are just too great, you stand up in the name of Jesus, your Savior, and declare with St. Paul, but God, your loving God is able to take you from dead in sin to a life in Christ. Your loving God will bring you through the troubles of this evil world. Your loving God will rescue you from the depths of hell and bring you to the glories of heaven. But God, say it with me, but God, again, but God, one last time, but God, to God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.